You always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. I want to talk to you about cancer. It's going to take most of this week and next week. But I want to share something with you, because not everybody hears this 6 minutes. I do hope that when you tune in, that you make sure that if you miss this 6 minutes, you really should listen to the whole program by going to FHU.com. And you can hear it there. Listen to Roy Live or otherwise. But let me get back to how to cure cancer. I want to say something about the wonderful people who help children for free. There's several of them. And 4 out of 5 survive the cancer. That is a wonderful thing, and I'll tell you why. Because they have the value and the virtue that the parents didn't have. They're beautiful, wonderful. I can't find enough words for it. Because they love those children in what love is. And you'll find it in those places I just explained. However, you're not a child. You've grown up. And most of you will die from cancer. Half of the country will die from cancer. The other half, roughly, will die from eating too much. Stupid idiots. Anyway, once they become addicted, you can't stop them. They don't care how fat and ugly they get. That's all they want. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. More, more, more food. More, more, more drugs. It's an addiction. And what is worse, I cannot tell you, but I think eating too much connects to Paradise Lost. Eating the wrong food. Eating the tree of good and evil. It comes forward into the family. There's a very few people that really understands the kind of love that children get in those nice hospitals that don't charge anything. Having said that, you're not one of those kids, but you are basically. You still have intuition. That's a key. Everybody comes into the world with intuition. And the trouble is parents. Women think they love their children, but they don't know what love is. And then because they don't know what love is and think they do, they destroy their children. And yesterday I spoke about appeasers. And so when mother loves, she wants to be loved back by the children. And if that happens, two things happen. One kid will run away when he can. When he gets old enough to get away from that house, the pressure of mother to love her. That makes him a slave, an appeaser. And he'll grow up to be a bully or an appeaser, one of the two, like the mother. But it'd be a female man dealing with females. And God help them if they help themselves to the women. It gets worse. But you understand quickly, I'm making some very important points. I am going to discuss cancer. And cancer is interesting. It's, you can cure it. I won't say I can cure it. It can be cured in one day, depending upon what kind you have. There are various versions because the anxieties and the emptiness can be fulfilled by people that will rise to the occasion like your mama and embolden what's wrong with you. You have to, when you think they love you, they don't know what love is, but you're looking for love in all the wrong places in the world. It doesn't exist. It's only within. So we'll talk about the within. Intuition. Intuition, you had it. It's still roving around in your head somewhere. Can you remember that? And we can get talking about cancer.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello again. May I suggest that most of you don't hear the first 6 minutes. My subject this evening is how you can cure cancer. And you can get it from my book, the end of the book, called Cure Stress. So I wanted to get straight to the point. I've said some important things in that 6 minutes, if you don't mind. And when the program is only, I'm only going to do 1 hour, and then they put old ones on after me because I'm old. I'm almost 90, so therefore I keep saying that to you because I make mistakes when I speak sometimes. Anyway, cancer is the easiest sickness to cure if you understand the beautiful simplicity, if it's beautiful. I when I see something wrong, to me that's beautiful. I can see what's wrong and I'm refreshed. Anyway, for 40 years or so, I've been hearing the same old line that cancer patients can think themselves into a stronger immune system and using relaxation and guiding images, techniques, so to speak. And the latest scientist to make that pronouncement, it was 60 years ago, and it was a lady, I think I remember her name, is Leslie Walker, director of the Institution of Rehabilitation and Pharmacology, etc., 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 can help patients more efficiently with the disease. The whole idea, which is somewhat sensible, of this study was founded by the Cancer Research Campaign Charity. And it made it clear that while such techniques of thinking about, you know, concentrating and believing and repeating over and over again could boost immune cells. And to some degree, it had an effect, a little bit effect, on the cancer, what wasn't well known. And there were the report went on to say there was no proof that the psychological interventions could provoke or prolong survival. So when researchers tested 80 women involved in a test group, I should say, they found that those successfully practiced relaxation techniques had a higher number of important immune system cells. But the net result was to demonstrate that in some mysterious way, even the patients with large tumors receiving suppressive treatment, such as chemotherapy and surgery and radiotherapy, etc., can produce some immunological change. Apparently, though, up to this time, they have not succeeded to cure anyone. You can imagine and have negative and positive imaginations, and it does have a little something or other, but it doesn't cure because you have to keep doing it over and over again. See, and it's just a little bit. It doesn't cure, but there's something in that. But they fail to understand the underlying principle of the disease itself. And what I said yesterday or this morning, if you missed some of the program, you will have heard me say that mumbling to yourself some important thoughts, positive thoughts, does produce life. A little bit, but not enough to cure. Fully 80% of all the illnesses, I say 95% these days, are believed to be emotional based, which is dangerous to everybody. Emotion is dangerous to everybody, but you think it's normal. That's the problem. We're going to continue this. Including forms of cancer. Science is certainly on to something. In those days, and still these days, but are missing a piece of puzzle that they can never find, simply because the answer lies beyond psychology and everything else. The problem with contemporary psychology is godlessness, or godless, and for this reason alone, it will never find the key to solving the mystery of any of the emotionally based problems which are emotionally detrimental to 95%, in my opinion. And most psychiatrists and psychologists, researchers, have the notion that the brain of man reigns supreme. That's stupid. That's actually cutting out God. And that the intellect have some kind of godlike power to heal. Bullcucky. There is something to that. To the degree that you have it, but to the degree that you react and give your life over to somebody else by appeasement, if you're in appeasement, you're going to die for sure, almost for sure, by giving up your energy looking for love in all the wrong places. Did you hear what I said? The notion that the brain of man reigns supreme and that the intellect has some kind of godlike power to heal. There's something in that that's godlike. We need to be concerned about what is godlike. That they were making fun of it. But not for me. Experiments indeed can show that as a man thinks is good to some degree. His psychology is sometimes ordered, but not for long. You have to go on and on and on, but it isn't the right way. In other words, you keep on going loving, 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 and people get love you back. When they love you back, you're a slave. Because he's pleased with you. If you're looking for love and a person rises to the occasion of your need, I said that yesterday, He will take, or she will take, your life force. This is what we're talking about, life force. The lack of life force. The loss of life force to others as an appeaser. Stop right there. Are you an appeaser? Yes or no? The chances are of you dying from cancer, a special kind of cancer, is very strong and very likely. So, suppose it were possible to use positive thinking or guided imaginary. Imagine that cells being overcome by good ones, which is where the way it is. You would have to spend most of your life preoccupied with the imagery, leaving little time for details, but still it wouldn't work. It could be because you cannot cure. You cannot cure cancer like that. Remember I said in the opening part of the program that the various establishments that children go for free, and that most of the children survive. But what brought them to what brought them to the hospital like that? The little children. Its mother loving the life out of that child. She loves them too much. She's addicted. She is pleased when the child comes into the world, minus if a man knew what love was, everything would be wonderful. But men don't know how to deal with their wives. They look to her for love. She can give love to the man and make him an emboldening him. When you love somebody, what you are doing in reality, and I deal with reality and you live in some other world. But if you look for love, clear, if you look in the world for it, you can never, ever find it. You're not one of those babies that goes to those clinics that are beautiful and have wonderful doctors, but we really have love. And they score very high, thank God. But you're a grown-up. You've got lots of problems. And you can't go to those hospitals like that. All you have is medicine. And more medicine. And rarely do you survive cancer. But you have some magical situations where people walk away from the medicine and see that it's not really working. I'd rather die than keep on getting this medicine, my hair falling out, and all the rest of the suffering. They walk away. And when they give up that, and many of them survive it, for some reason, they have rejected medicine, rejected everything, but except God. And having rejected everything, God can come in. And they surprise. The immune system is working. Bang. They're cured. Now, having said all that, it's just an opening. I am considering having every Sunday, and maybe Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, if you're listening to me and you have cancer of the kind that I was talking about, I can show you how you can fix that in one day or 2 days. Or a week, all dependent on how faithful you are. How it takes to get you to be faithful to what you have when you came into the world and the world got into you. We came into the world through your mother, and the world came into you. That's it. That's the way it is. Mother is the extension of her mother. Her mother is the extension of her mother. And that mother is the extension of her mother. All the way back to Paradise Lost. Adam only lost, committed sin one thing, disconnected from God. But Eve, when she secured his origin, when she secured that, she could have as much mischief as she wants. Man is only condemned for listening to his woman. But the woman, when she has hold of the man, she can, there's nothing to stop her from all the mischief that women have. Tremendous amounts of mischief. And it's almost impossible for a man to survive that. Except to beat her to pulp. But we're not talking about that, are we? If you run away from one woman, you go to another, it's the same thing. You could become a bully, but mostly you are an appeaser for love. Correct? So men and women looking for love. So you're sitting at the bus stop and a stranger gives you a little, he was lighting a cigarette and he helps him and gives you a light. And then you sort of walk away together having a discussion. And you have dinner with each other, but he's such a pleasant person, so you tend to fall for him. But the point is, when you fall for him or her, but let's take it the way I said it, when you fall for that, he seems like he has love, because he gave you this, he gave you that, and nobody ever gave you anything like this. What a wonderful person this person must be. But sooner or later you find that you're losing your strength. You're losing your energy. You're giving him love. And he loves you for it. He encourages you to be an appeaser to him. And the appeaser to him looks good on him for a while. Until you find yourself dried up and take all your energy is gone, and all of a sudden you go to the doctor and you have cancer. It means you've lost your immune system. The immune system have changed. The immune system consists of little creatures, doesn't it not, that attack anything that tries to get into you. But you have no more of that. The man you met and loves you and causes you to be an appeaser, you are giving your life to that person. Let me stop for a minute where I remember having seen that very long time ago. When I was 14, practicing hypnosis, playing with it. I'm a diamond cutter. I'm learning. And my mother had a very good friend from the First World War. And her name is Mina. And she was sweet, wonderful lady. Sweet and wonderful lady. And one day she says, "You're practicing hypnosis. I have a headache. Can you fix it?" And it was the first time I ever did it. And she said, "How did you do that?" "My headache's gone. Thank you." She was suggestible. She was suggestible. And what does that mean? If your sister, she's suggestible to a 14-year-old boy, she's given up something for that. She's given up something for that pleasure to lose the headache she has. Do you understand that love does not exist in the world, except in those places where children go, when they're taken away from their mother who's been sucking on them? Now listen carefully, don't get excited. If it's you, don't get upset. If you get upset, it's you, because you're loving that baby too much. The baby senses it. There are two things that can happen. Two things when you are a loving mother, or think you are a mother, a loving mother, or think so. You sense it because you have intuition. You have what your mother lost to your grandmother, to your great-great-grandmother, to your great-great-great-great-great-great-great, all the way to paradise lost, mischievous Eve. Every woman is mischievous Eve, and she's looking for love. Damned if she gives it. Damned if she don't. But you see, when you come into the world, It's a glory for a woman to be happy. Oh, I have something that loves me. My husband doesn't. Oh, here's this beautiful baby, boy or girl. And she coddles it and loves it. There's the opposite to that too, but let's not go into that. There could be cruelty to the child. But there is a cruelty. They don't see it. Do you see that your mother, who gave birth to you, wanted something for you, from you? Do you remember that? That she sucked from you. Excuse the expression. And she wanted something from you to love you. And if you give in to that, which you can't help when you're a child, cannot help it, it's almost impossible. The child who has intuition can wait long enough and be a troublesome person, and mother trying to love her and you're rejecting or you're giving in. But either way, you're losing your life. Either way. But when you give in to your mother. And she feeds on that energy. She feeds on the energy of the child's respect for her, her dependence on the child, and not free the child. Because your mother, when she came into the world, she lost her intuition almost immediately. Like, if you're a mother listening, you understand what I'm saying? So if your mother is cruel, the same thing happens. If you're cruel, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you think, it's my guilt. It's a temptation to a child to get upset, feel guilty, and then feel a loss, and then look to the mother, maybe I did wrong in her mind. And she tends to want to appease the mother. And the reaction of appeasing mother is, oh dear, it's so wonderful. Or, I'm not getting enough. You're not good enough for me. And then you react and you give up your life to your mother. She always wins because you don't know how to win. You always lose your life. All the little creatures inside that could help you go over to her. Etc. All right, we'll talk. But there's no, if to please tell Eric I appreciate him calling, but what I'm looking for is the person who has cancer. And to look at him or herself as an appeaser. Because when you look for love and you get love, which isn't, don't you understand that the love you get is a lie? There's a hungry person out there. Your mother is hungry because she came into the world, etc., etc. And when she came to the world, she was a bully or she was an appeaser. She looks like she's loving, but there's no love in the universe. It looks like love. But when you see how many different divorces there are, 80% right now, if you can see there's something terribly wrong in love, when you fall in love, it means you fall from what love is all about. That's what you fall from. You can't find it in anybody. So when you are suffering and you're standing in a bus stop and a man is nice to you and gives you a cigarette and it's pleasant and you've never been, and he gives you some roses and gives you some other nice things, and pretty soon you're involved with that person, what is happening is you're giving your life to that what will become a bully. See that? It will force you. When you realize it, it's too late, and he can force you to give in. And when you react, you do give in, and you feel guilty, and you can't stop feeling guilty. To overcome it, see, you know, all she needs is love from that man, a kind of love that isn't love, but that's all she's got. Until she has no more left. Now, this can absolutely turn around the other way. The woman can get so angry that the bully gets upset, and therefore it turns around the other way. And she sucks on the life of the man if she can get him to be upset, which is unlikely. You will die first. Look, do you have a mother in hospital right now? And when you go in, maybe you have a nice big family, 3 or 4, but none of them wants to see the mother. Why is that? Now you think to yourself, I am taking care of my mother. I'm doing the right thing. Well, it's a wrong way of doing the right thing. There is a real way of giving soulfulness, looking for what they need. But you don't have that. You're looking for it. And so when you look for it in the world will rise up. And sooner or later you'll find somebody that is believable. But then, of course, it's a lie. But you can't see through it because you've lost your intuition. I'm a child. I have intuition. I see through everybody. And what I miss, it doesn't bother me. So I never get upset. And they have forfeited. They have lost me. Because the game is, I see, somebody may work for me for a couple of years. I never see anything wrong. I'm running in, I'm running out. But sooner or later, I find something out that she's not, that person is not right. It doesn't disturb me. If it disturbed me, I would feel guilty. I'd fall. And then she would be nicer and make me feel guilty, which is easy to do after that. I would be giving in, looking for love. I have understood all that. And you need to understand there's no place on earth where there's love. Now, we're going back to the places where little children are brought to the hospitals. These are wonderful people. The cure is in the beauty of the way they treat the children, where the mother was loving the hell, the life out of them. Ladies, I warn you. I warn you, you can take it or leave it, but what you need from your children must come from within you, not from the child. You cannot glory. You cannot say, look at my baby, isn't she wonderful? And everybody says, oh, that's beautiful. The usual things, but those usual things are dangerous. But since your mother was the extension of her mother, and I go around again, since your mother was the extension of your mother, that she sucked the life out of you and you had to run away, or she's now in hospital and she's dying of cancer, and everybody's, all the other family doesn't want to see her anymore because they've seen the horror of that. They've seen it. You haven't. And so you think of yourself as a savior. I'm the only one that lives, takes care of my mother. And you give your life to your mother in the hospital. It could be a father too, but mostly it's a mother. And the mother just seems, oh, hello, dear. Or it could be, hello, dear. And you resent it. You feel guilty. And then you feel that you feel guilty. You give something of yourself. And she lives longer. And she doesn't seem to die. But sooner or later she will. Because she's taking it sinfully. You're poisoning. She's poisoning you. And you're poisoning her. So one day, your mother's about to die. And just before she dies, you come in one day, it happens lots of time, and all of a sudden, your mother seems to be dying, and suddenly, bang! Ah! Well, and you get a shock. As darkness creates the shock, and the shock increases your servitude to your mother, and you will take on her nature and die from it with her later on. It's all cancer. That's basically what I'm saying in the things that I said this evening. Do you grasp that principle, which is the fact that you're giving your life to another person by appeasement, thinking that appeasement is love, or generously loving the children, loving them, and making them dependent on that loving. Is, I have a wonderful mother. One kid recognizes it, he still has his intuition. He sees what's going on. He or she sees, she feels the pull. They feel the pull, while your sister or your brother doesn't see it. And they give in to their mother, and they become slaves of those mother. And mother says, what wonderful kids they are. Do you see that? She's become a killer. Just like that, like Obama. He loved the worst in people. He loves the worst in people. And people will give themselves to him. And he will have lots of energy and power. He will die from that in some way. Some horrible thing will happen to him. But basically a man can be that way, like a woman. Most men are part man, part woman. That's the reason why the fathers can't help anybody. Because they're looking for love in the wrong place. What you need to do for love is really the word is salvation. You need to understand that your mother is the extension of your mother. So you have a cruel mother or one that's loving. Loving. But loving isn't in her. She feels like love. The child gives her a sense of feeling alive. And immediately the child begins to experience it. And as it becomes conscious, it's aware that mother is pulling on her. But she can't say no. While one kid can say, no, in their mind, will take some time to run away. Even though she's 4 or 5, she wants to run away. She feels it. And she gets run back. But when you, there's a woman, several women like this, I can remember them. A woman called me up. She says, my daughter doesn't want to speak to me. She's married. I need her. I love her. I said, no, you've loved too much. You've sucked the life out of her and she's running away. And she probably do the same thing to her own children, you see. Because when you won't respond to mother, you lose the eloquence of what love really is. You cannot be upset. You can't be the bully to get other people to be upset, to appease you and love you for your appeasement, love you for your life, called cancer. How many people listening to me now? Can you see that you ladies do not know what love is? So when you come into the world, your mother never found love in your father. He died from drinking. He died because she's been sucking on him, appeasing him, becoming an appeasement. An appeaser is a weak man looking for love. If one woman doesn't give it, or she does for a while, and then you find out, and you run away, you find another one. Or, in your business, you're an appeaser. And you have a nice personality. But people know how to meddle with that, control you through that. And then with having belief in that person, and you're advancing a little bit, all of a sudden, years will go past, and you will see what you never saw before. You're starting to disintegrate. You're giving your life force to the bully, to the boss. And he doesn't know he's doing it. He may not know he's doing it. Your mothers do not know that you're doing it. But you do. Mothers kill children. They kill the children with love. And they kill the children with cruelty because there's no man, no husband. What kind of love you need is what will cure you. And you cannot get that from a person. You have to be still and know. The scripture says, very simply, the scripture says, of myself I can do nothing, the Father within me, he doth the works. Where love is within you, and where you find it, you need to look amongst the emotions you have, and remember that when you came into the world, you saw your mother for what she was, but you could not resist her. You will either give in, one of your kids will give in and give the life. The life forces, the energy, which I was talking about in the beginning of the program, you're giving that to them, and they live on it. They can become so dependent. They become angry because you're not giving them enough love. And then you get upset. And then you feel guilty. And the guilt works because you think, I'm angry with her. I feel guilty. Maybe I need to love her more. And so you do. And that will cause you cancer. You're giving the life force. You are giving your life forces. They live on you. But if you look all the way back to Paradise Lost, every woman, listen, there are sweet ladies, don't get me wrong. Because those of you who are excited right now, all of you, those who realize, oh my God, that's what I'm doing. That's what's wrong with my children. I don't have a husband. He doesn't know how to deal with people like me. He doesn't know what a woman really needs. He hasn't got it himself. I get it. But remember, you men are going to get clocked, smashed with misery and suffering. Because when a woman doesn't really want you to love the hell out of her, she doesn't want to give of herself to you. But if she does give herself to you, he becomes dependent on that. So you will die from something similar to cancer or purely cancer. When it's just simply that. You look for love, you get rejected. You get upset. You try harder. You get it. Or you don't get it. So you get divorced and find somebody else. And you give in as an appeaser. There it is again. And it can't go on like that. So you stay with this person that's drawing the energy out of you and making you feel guilty and make you an appeaser for peace, when it's really war and he's eating you alive. My name is Roy Masters. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, may I suggest you get a book and go to the back of the book, about 190 pages. There's another 50 or 60 pages on cancer. It's called Cure Stress. It's the original book with a different name on it. You can go straight to the back of the book and read what I'm saying. Now let me see. So all you need to do is call my office, 800-877-3227, or you can go on the web, wherever it is, I forget. I'm not very good at telling you where to go. But you can go to my foundation and get a copy of Cure Stress. Go to the back of the book. 199 pages into it. And so, let me continue some words. Let me see. The answer is simple. You need only to understand the dynamic that I'm explaining. There are components in your identity, your body, your brain, your spirit, which is your consciousness, or, if you like, as your soul. You are not the body, neither are you the thoughts. But if you are fused to emotional thinking, that is the reason why you've lost control and why you're in so much trouble. And notice, your brain isn't all powerful. Your brain is not much different. It has more capacity for knowledge and intuition. Intuition comes in, and intuition slowly fades away as you get older through frustration and anger. And frustration and anger is meaning, even though I'm succeeding and getting money and driving a nice car, there's something wrong with me. I'm giving my life to that and hoping that if I make more money, etc., etc., I do more. Now you'll be giving your life to whatever that is, even if it's a stone, a house. It doesn't matter if you give your life to it. And when you react, when you get upset, here it comes again. When you get upset, what does it mean? Upset means turn around the other way, doesn't it? So, when you get upset by somebody who seems to love you but doesn't, or is cruel, and it causes you to see that you're upset. But remember, when you look for love, it isn't really love, and sooner or later you're going to get upset. You're going to find out that the person's using you and living off you and draining the swamp in you, the swamp of goodness. The stuff of something that keeps you alive. He's living off you. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest that what I'm saying is very simple. It all comes back to two things. I go on and on yesterday in talking to you about when you react, you lose your relationship with your Creator. When you come into the world comes into you and takes away your intuition. Intuition is there waiting for you to give you life, to give you back all the life that you lost, that during the period of time you were just worn out, dying of different kind of diseases, drugs, alcohol, everything. You're looking for some life to give you a lift right into hell, and never any other way. I say this is very simple. I will go back to the story I told you yesterday. When I was 8 years old, I had a cousin called Arnold. And I said yesterday that one day he was cruel, very cruel, and I felt a lump in my chest. And I said to myself, I can remember this. Remember it. It's important. This was my important moment. How come that his voice and his energy turned into a lump inside me? And I remember listening to my thoughts, but my thoughts didn't come. And I said to myself, I remember it. Oh, well. I don't understand it. I'll let it go. Do you see the simplicity of that? I had intuition then. And the intuition got me to say, oh, well, I don't know what it is. I'll know some other time. That's it. What is the reaction you have? I didn't get resentful. I had the first time in my life, I had somebody walloping me in the, you know, being cruel. My family was, my mother and father were very good. I never had any problem with them. But when I went out into the world, which is with my cousin, there it was. See? And because I never lost my intuition, the thought was, oh, well, I don't know what it is. But you see, I know what it is now. I see that I was on the right track without knowing it. Listen to me, my friends. Listen to me. You can overcome cancer if you stop looking for love in the wrong places. You're looking outward. Up pops the devil in anyone, man or woman. Are you an appeaser? That's the question. You will always find the bully that will eat you alive and make you hate him more and make you upset more. And the upset means you're continuing in the direction of the dark side of the force, subject to them, who live through you or from you. They take your life for power. It can change. Your energy can be taken out of your body and into the other person that's upsetting you. And he has power. And you feel upset. And you give in to him. And for a little bit, he might love you for that. But slowly but surely, you have to do more and more for his love. And when you get to a certain point where you can't give any more, he throw you aside and look for somebody else to do the same thing and leave you in the lurch, sick and broken, and nobody knows what to do for you because I just explained it to you. It's so simple. Be still. Be like what I made a point with my cousin Arnold. When he gave me that shock, that gave me a pain, a stone in my solar plexus, wondered, how did the energy get there? Or whatever that was. The average person, the average kid, would get angry and upset, which is the very thing the bully wants. The mother is a bully that loves, that doesn't know what love is, but demands love from the children. She demands it in any way by spoiling them or upsetting them and making them feel guilty. And when the children feel guilty, they really think they are guilty. No, it's the mother that's guilty. She's destroyed your intuition. But sooner or later, the intuition comes back on some people and not others who go to hell. I'm listening to the program here. I've got to say goodbye. I've been here an hour and it went away very quickly. Support the foundation of human understanding. Support it. If you see what I've said, you'll be okay in the next few days. Your cancer will go away. Trust me, because the energy you're looking for is within you, flowing through you in a different... So you understand that. I will show you how it's done. Get the 7-minute meditation. Go to my website, fhu.com, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and get it on your iPhone. The 7-minute meditation. That's it. And play it twice a day for free. And see your sickness disappear. Like that. One day, 2 days, a week. Thank you. Be gracious enough to support the program so others can hear me also. Have a good evening. Post Office Box 1000, Rance Pass, Oregon, 97528. Thank you.